Hello! We are the Morons Who Try to Talk Good. My name is Caitlin.
And I'm Sam.
And we are together in the same room.
For the first time ever recording,
actually. Staring right at each other.
I never thought of that. This is actually the first time we've recorded together.
Yeah, it is.
Or I mean, like, together in the same room.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Mark it in your calendars, folks.
Yeah.
Mark it. And the day is actually, for us, it's Saturday, August 13th.
It is.
Hopefully this is going to go up tomorrow?
Tomorrow, or Monday.
Or Moonday.
But probably, it'll probably go up on the 14th.
The 14th. Sweet.
Only awesome. Evening.
So, no Odile, because she's working.
Ugh.
But she's back from a trip, and hopefully next time she will tell us of her
fun
trip.
I haven't heard anything from her.
The only thing we heard is she didn't go to Harry Potter Land unless she told me she was going to, and now I'm sad.
Aw, that's kind of a bummer.
Whatever, we'll let her try to explain herself in her selfish ways. Anyway, this episode, we're not going to be doing any fangirl news.
No.
However, because we're going to wait up on that one. But Caitlin's going to tell us a fun little story about the fact that she went to Disneyland. I am muy jealous.
Yes.
Muy jealous.
So, I went to Disneyland sort of last minute.
Hardcore last minute.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks, and my mom was like, let's go. So, it was my cousins, one of them was turning 13, and the other was turning 16, and their birthdays are days between each other. And they were going to Disneyland for their birthday. And my older cousin, she invited her best friend, who couldn't come at the very last minute, and she was really upset, and my mom was like, well, what if me and Caitlin come with you? So we just kind of, like, tagged along to their Disneyland trip, and
you hijacked the trip.
Kind of. We made it.
But
we
at least it wasn't, at least, but you, it wasn't like, oh, we're not even gonna give you a heads up and show up.
No, yeah, so we booked the same hotel, and we were able to get rooms right next to each other, which was really nice. And we stayed right across the street, and we were in Disneyland for 2 days, and I did so much. I didn't even leave the park the last day, like, our day two. I was in the park.
How long were you there for?
From 9 to midnight.
I've done that.
Yeah.
It's fun, but, like, it's
hardcore.
It's hard, especially if, because the way we did it last time I was there, we did the 9 to midnight 3 days in a row.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, we essentially did that on our first day. We did take a break. We had to go back to the hotel because it was getting cold, so we wanted to put on pants. So it was like, we took an hour break to go to the hotel to put on pants. Was on the first day.
Wow.
And then the second day, we didn't even leave. We were just in the park from 9 to midnight.
That's awesome.
Which is awesome. It was awesome. It was really fun. It was exhausting, though. Going to Disneyland is not a relaxing vacation.
I mean, I bet it's also especially not relaxing considering during Comic-Con, they announced that we're not going to have Tower of Terror anymore.
I'm just so mad about it.
I heard that rumor before they officially announced it.
That rumor was circulating a lot of blogs. I heard about the rumor before they officially announced it. But it was just, it's such a bad idea.
Well, for those who don't know, let's tell us.
Yes.
You'd like to inform? Go.
Yeah, sure. So, the ride at Disneyland in California Adventure's Twilight Zone Tower of Terror is going to get an overlay. So, basically, they're going to take out all of the Twilight Zone Tower Terror-themed stuff out of the ride and replace it with a Guardians of the Galaxy theming. So, like, the ride will be the same. It'll have the same amount of drops. It's the same building. It's the same infrastructure. They're just taking out all of the theming elements and replacing it with Guardians of the Galaxy themed things.
Yeah, so they're dropping their contract with, I believe it's CBS. CBS holds the contract for Twilight Zone.
I don't even know if that's accurate, though, because Disney World isn't changing theirs. And none of the other parks are. It's just Disney.
I don't know. I think that's a mistake.
It's
because Marvel hype is coming up. I'm just kind of worried what else they're going to turn Marvel.
Yeah. I don't want that. Like,
I just don't like Marvel.
I'm indifferent. I would say, I mean, Marvel's okay. I'm not the hugest, I don't know, I'm not a big Marvel fan either. So it's like, there are a lot of people like me who love Disney and maybe don't like Marvel all that much. Or don't care all that much about Marvel stuff. I like Tower of Terror. I like the theming. I like it's creepy. And the people, the cast members that work on the ride, all get to, like, be super creepy. And it's just a fun, creepy kind of... The atmosphere is what makes that ride terrifying, in my opinion. I'm sad to see it go. I don't think it was a good decision.
I agree. Well, I never really liked California Adventure anyway. I mean, really? It's, I don't know, it's... When I was a kid, I didn't like it.
So much better now than it used to be.
It's better. It's just really sporadic. Yeah. I don't know.
They need to do something with that area by, like, the Monsters, Inc. ride.
Yeah, that whole... The whole that, like, front... That, the whole front is really...
Yeah, the Buena... I like Buena Vista Street and, like, that area. But that whole area back in the Hollywood backlot area just is, like, hot mess.
It's a hot mess.
So... They should build a ride there. Why couldn't they build Marvel Land or whatever there? There's plenty of space. There's two buildings there that they don't use.
Oh, I have no idea.
Disney!
Get your stuff to get your lives together.
Why didn't they consult us?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we need to be consulted on all decisions. Our decisions matter. And you know where they can find our decisions? On our Twitter.
At Morin's Podcast? At Morin's
Podcast. I literally just tweeted something about a minute ago.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Something that I actually need to catch up on, because I don't do that as often as I should. Or our Instagram.
We need to do better at social media.
I lost the Instagram password. I need to make a new one.
Whoops.
Well, hey, you know, we're being honest. We're lifting the veil of yes. How great people are, but we're not. We do not know what we're doing. To be frank.
Fake it till you make it. It's my slogan.
Yeah, so, yeah. Twitter... Instagram, Facebook.
At Morin's Podcast.
At Morin's Podcast. Life.
All right. Should we move on?
So our main topic today is something that Odile can probably join in on. Because I have a feeling we're probably going to figure out how to... I'm working at the moment to figure out how to work Twitch. Because I have been on Steam for about 4.5-5 years. I've been... playing around on there for quite a while, and there was a game that I discovered that was a lot of fun, but I didn't... It's called Don't Starve. It was just the single one. It was a lot of fun. And then they announced the beta for Don't Starve Together, for those who don't know. It's just a game where you're playing. It's just cute little cartoon character. I'll take a screenshot of when we end up playing it later.
Yeah.
I will put it on Twitter. I will. And the whole point of the game is how many days can you survive... Without
we
dying.
Talked about it in episode one.
I think one of us mentioned something. So, Caitlin got Steam.
Yeah.
Caitlin got the game. We've been playing. And
all the time.
All the time. But the thing is that this is something that I've noticed. Hopefully in the future I'd like to do an episode about Skyrim. Because one of my friends I got to play the game... She, like, and I'm not saying this as, like, the almighty knower of all things Skyrim. That's not true at all. She had never played anything other than, like, Mario Kart or Mario Party. So I was like, you need to expand your horizon. Sit down and play Skyrim. And it was hilarious for the first month. Because I'm a backseat video gamer. It's a really big problem. And I was like, Nikki, you don't need all of those cabbages. And she goes, yes, I do. And we just hoard cabbages. And it was a problem. And when she would go overweight, she'd drop weapons. She'd just keep the cabbages. This is a problem. Okay? So, a year and a half's passed. She's better at that game than I am. She has all of the mods and she's logged in over 200 hours. She's amazing. Caitlin. I introduced her to this game. She has strategy. She is good. She made it to day...
53.
I barely get past day 30.
Yeah.
Barely. That's impressive. I don't know what it is, but I'm not going to introduce anyone else to my other favorite games because I would prefer to at least have some knowledge of it without it being taken over by another. No, but dude, you're doing awesome.
Yeah.
Tell them how much you love the game.
Okay, so Don't Starve Together... So Sam was the first person that ever told me about it, and then my roommates all got really into it. So they were playing it all the time, and I was feeling real left out. And they were like, you need to download it. And then Sam had been telling me for like a good year that I needed to download it too. So I caved.
Lonely.
Yeah. I see why now. I see why now why you need like to get as many friends as possible to play. So I finally caved, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll down. It was on sale over 4th of July weekend, so I downloaded it, and my life will never be the same.
See, it's the Steam sales. They get ya.
The Steam sales!
Yeah, oh, I got, okay, I got the Tomb Raider game for $5. Nah. $5. That Steam sales ruin your life. But in this case...
Yeah, it's...
For the better.
So I downloaded it, and then, it like, a week later, we got a deal on it.
Oh, yeah, now Odile's on it. She hasn't played as often as we have.
No. I've logged in probably a good 50 hours, and I've only had it for about a month and a half.
I can actually check to see how many hours I've logged in. I don't think I've logged in that many, but I also combine it with how many I play in the other one. Hold on. Don't Starve, I've played for 34, and Don't Starve Together is 39. So 34, 39 around... 60?
Yeah.
About 60-ish hours?
Yeah.
Unless my math is wrong. I'm not great at small math.
I enjoy this game immensely. I play it by myself a lot. I think that's how I kind of practiced, was just, because you can play it, but even though it's Don't Starve Together and it's cooperative, you can play it by yourself. And that's how I kind of learned, you know, where you should build a base camp and what. Just, like, some... And I read a lot of strategy on it. And what you need to do to defeat certain enemies.
We should talk about the deer clops.
Oh, my gosh. So...
On certain days, as you play, certain things become active.
Yes.
That just screw with you to make the game harder.
Yeah.
First, it's the hounds. And then, it's the deer clops. I think it was hounds, then deer clops.
Yeah, the deer clops comes out in the winter. There's a different, like, monster for every season. And every season's about, like, 16 to 20 days within the game. How long would you say, like, a day is?
Like, in real time?
Like, real time.
I feel like a day is about, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's about 10 minutes.
But it depends on different stages of the day. Because yeah. as it moves, it, as...
It's probably a good the solid... Seasons. 24 hours is probably, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm around 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But, like, as the seasons change, maybe the length of certain parts of the day change, yeah. which totally makes sense. During the summer, the nights are short.
Nights are really short.
Dusk is pretty short. Days are long, but they're hot.
Yes.
Really hot. During winter, night is long. Really yes. long. And dusk is most of the time.
Yeah.
It's light out for, like, barely even 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's... the whole point of the game is don't die, don't starve. And so that's why all these monsters come to try to make it difficult for you to survive, which is why it's a lot easier when you're playing, easier in some ways if you're playing with other people, because they can help you survive and they can help you defeat these monsters. So in winter is the deer clops, and it's a deer cyclops.
That's huge.
It's huge, it's terrifying. But when your first winter comes around, you're not powerful enough. Like, you don't have the right weapons or magic or anything to kill it. So you basically, and you have to run away, is the strategy with the deerclops. You run away, and the deerclops, unlike the other monsters in the game, will destroy things at your base.
Yeah, it'll wipe out
everything. Destroys your structures.
Wipes out everything.
And it's really, really upsetting.
Oh, there's something else we kind of forgot, like, a main part of the game. The fact that not only do you have to not starve and not, you know, get eaten by everything, there's an insanity factor to it.
Oh, God.
Which is a lot of fun, because as you get more and more insane, there's a little icon in the corner of a brain. It just gets more and more shriveled as you go nuts. And, one of the ways to get your sanity up is to just pick flowers and wear a flower crown. And it's great because the game... For those who haven't seen it, go look it up. Cartoon. It's cartoon. The animations
so cute.
Are adorable.
It's so cute.
They're really, really cute, but, like, the creepiness of the game and the way that they're drawn kind of balances it out. So it kind of makes you go, you're not totally sure about it, which is really, really cool. And the different characters you can play, like, as you... In Don't Starve Together, you were given all the characters, but in Don't Starve, the original, you have to unlock them as you go through. They all have different things that make them like, oh, this character's great for this, but there's a pretty big disability that comes with it. The character that I love to play is super strong, but she only eats meat, Which means that she starves really easy.
It's really problematic.
And I always play as her.
Sam always plays her, and it frustrates me to no end.
But if you get a crock pot, you put one thing of meat in there and a bunch of berries, she'll eat that.
Yeah.
But she will not eat carrots or berries or anything.
And carrots and berries are what you find the most of in the game, because they just grow everywhere.
And then there's these creepy little spiders that are just a pain in the butt. But it's... I don't know, it's really, really quirky. The little music that goes with it is really, really fun. It's super mysterious. It's really, really cool. I don't know, it's a fun game.
I was explaining it to one of my friends earlier today, and she's like, that sounds really intense, like, what's that game rated? Like, cause I was explaining to her, like, your health and your insanity, and these monsters come and try to kill you every 10 days, like...
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, like, what's that rated? Is that, like, a kid's game? And I was like, actually, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean, a kid could play it. It's just...
I would say kids
they might not last very long.
Yeah.
Because
it's definitely a game designed for adults.
There is strategy in that
game. There's strategy. Hard.
But the hardest thing in the world is, and I bet Caitlin felt it, is, like, you hold on for so long, and then you're killed by the smallest,
the dumbest thing.
The dumbest thing. And then you're sitting there going, why? Why me?
I got killed by a bee once.
Yeah,
a bee.
Yeah. I was killed running away from what was I running away from? No, I was trying to run back to camp.
Yeah.
After you had died.
Yeah,
You come back as these adorable little ghosts. And you can make meat effigies to keep your life long. Like,
you can resurrect your friends. That's the coolest part. That's the best part about playing together.
But the problem with resurrecting your friends is if you use this thing called the Telltale Heart. We make at least 5 or 6 of them per game.
Yeah.
Every single time you play, it's like, we need more Telltale Hearts.
Yeah.
We need them. This is the only way to get by. And the problem with the Telltale Heart is it subtracts 40 points of your life. So, like, the more you make, like, permanently, there's a chunk of your life missing. But you have to make something called, like, a booster shot in order to bump it up. But you gotta kill a bee. And if you kill a bee, then the angry bees come out and just... It's a vicious cycle. Like, nothing's gonna work.
Yeah.
Something's always gonna come at you. And you're like, well, I guess there's no point.
Yeah. I would love to play it with, like, a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
To get, like, 6 or 7 people on a server.
Pedro.
Oh my gosh, Sam and I have a story.
You want to go for it? You want me to go
for
it?
I can start it.
Go for it.
So, Sam and I, you basically start up these servers, which are, like, you know, how you start a game to play with your friends. So, Sam and I were playing. We were just playing with just me and her late a couple of weeks ago. And so, I think I had created it. And
you created
we meant to say just 2 people could join. So, it would just be me and Sam. But I think I accidentally had it go to 3.
No, I thought it was just friends only. Because Odile was there.
Yeah. So, it must have been... I wanted it to do...
A friends three? Only, a cooperative friends only server. But we didn't put on friends only, it was everyone.
It was public.
And it was not password protected.
No, it was public. So, Sam and I don't even know how this guy found us. But, so Sam and I were playing, and then all of a sudden this, like, guy comes in, and his name was Padre?
Padre. We kept Padre, calling him Pedro,
for some reason kept calling him Pedro. It was late, it was like midnight. And we kept definitely calling him Pedro. And we had already built this, like, pretty nice base. I remember it being really in a really nice location. It was right off the road.
We had walls.
Yeah, it was nice.
I was converting the hay walls into stone walls.
Yeah.
Like, we are good.
It was good. And then, Pedro was being... Padre. Was being very helpful. He went and found lots of stuff for us. It was great. And then we were building all the stuff. We were ready. It was getting close to wintertime. Getting it good. And then... Padre decides to just burn down some trees right next to our camp without even asking if somebody, because in order to get charcoal, you have to burn down trees. And I already had like 6 charcoal on me. And for some reason, he thought it was a good idea to not ask, hey, does anyone happen to have charcoal? And instead just burn down the trees right next to our camp. And then everything caught on fire. And at this point,
all of us died.
And then he
sends back a thing that goes, ha ha, whoops,
yeah.
Wanna play again?
And we were like, no!
We dropped the server. We didn't even respond.
And as he was burning it, he was like, oh no, this isn't good.
Yeah, this is bad.
I was like, screaming, like,
Padre, what are you doing?
This isn't good?
No.
No kidding. That was, yeah. So now we're so overly mad. Paranoid about making it a private server.
Yes, very much so.
Unless anyone wants to join us,
we'll make it a bigger server. We are very interested in making an open server, and I think doing a Twitch.
If anyone would like to join us sometime, ask us on our Twitter. At Morons Podcast.
And we will make a Morons Podcast server, and anyone who has a Don't Starve account can join in. We'll have to do, we want to set up a day where we can Twitch it.
Yeah, I've already figured that out.
We gotta figure that out.
I'll figure it out.
We can Twitch it, and then maybe we can make that an open server.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
It's a great game. It's a lot of fun. I really like it. When I first got the original, it came with this thing called the Shrieker. That is legit horror. That is the scariest game that we've ever played. It's not cute and cartoony.
Really?
It's...
You gotta show it to me
later.
It's
first person. You're walking through the woods. And suddenly you start, like, something starts flashing across the screen, and you pick up this thing that says, whatever you do, do not turn around. And you don't, you just keep walking forward, and then, like, you're, oh gosh, I can't.
That's horrifying.
And it starts screaming at you, and screaming at you. And we tried it at school 4 times until all of us had, like, a panic attack. We're like, okay, we're done. Okay, we're done. So clearly these guys are also really good at horror.
Yeah.
But this is a fun alternative to not horror.
Yeah, and even the monsters in it are cute.
Yeah, they're adorable.
They're
cute. But, like, you're like, oh, the cute little spider. Like,
yeah. They're deadly, though.
Some of those spiders, yo. Spiders are
That Deerclops is, like, he's kind of cute.
But if I saw Deerclops, I'm like, ah!
There's also a giant dragonfly that comes out.
Or the weird giant eye on the stick bird legs.
Yes, yeah. The bird eye guy.
They all have really cute names.
They do.
There are these things that are basically cattle, and you, like, harvest their poop. For fertilizer, and they're called beefalo. Are the cutest little things. You look up beefalo if you can find it. Beefalo, and what else? The spiders are just spiders because
there's rabbits that you catch and you eat.
Little rabbits, and there's the raccoons.
They're catcoons.
And then these giant turkeys that just like blast out of berry bushes.
And you can't kill them. They're really hard to kill. Just eat all your berries.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the moles?
Mole worms?
Mole worms are adorable.
They're just like little mole guys.
But they're adorable. Then there's butterflies, and sometimes if you kill a butterfly, it'll turn into butter.
Yeah.
Which is adorable. Like, so, some of the logic in that game.
In order to get flowers, you have to plant butterflies.
Oh, I didn't know that! Yeah. Oh, I had no idea! See, you know more about that game than I do!
I did a lot of... I got really into it, and I got a lot of research, and I read a lot of those wiki articles for the Don't Starve wiki. Just strategy.
Also, the other fun thing is in there is the pig people.
The pigmen.
They're these little pigs that live in houses, and some of them live in these, like, group societies. And they work with the... Or they, like, serve this pig king. And he's this fat king. There was a crown that just lies on the ground. And if you give it, like, trinkets that you dig out of graves, he'll give you gold.
Yeah.
And the weirder the trinket, the more gold he gives you. Yeah. Like you can actually feed him, like, oh, here's a rabbit morsel. And he'll give you 8 gold. I gave him a shoehorn. He gave me 8 gold.
Nice.
He was so happy
about
it.
I think that's the best way to be sustainable with your gold. Because the game's interesting because there's a lot of things that are sustainable. Like, the trees will drop you, like, pine cones. So when you chop down a tree, it'll drop a pine cone. It'll drop you, like, 2 or 3 most of the time.
Yeah, so for
so
one
you can
tree,
replant the tree.
Yeah, so for each tree you cut down, you can plant, like, 3 or 4 more.
But there are some things that aren't sustainable, like rocks and boulders.
Yeah.
And that's where you need to get gold, is in rocks. And
so some of them have veins, gold veins. Some of them are just straight rocks. Some have
nitrate. Yeah, so some stuff is in the game is sustainable, and other things are not. So that's what that's so great about the Pig King, is when you find it, now then you have a sustainable way to get gold. And
yeah.
Like, yes!
It's an interesting game. It's for being cute and cartoony, it's amazing how much strategy there is in that game.
There's a lot. It's hard.
I'm really glad about it. I'm really glad you joined in on the fun.
It is very fun. Should we give some tips for the game?
Telltale hearts.
Make them.
Make lots of them. Make so many.
They're actually not that hard. All you need is a spider gland and some grass.
Is this what it is?
Yeah.
I've never really made them because I'm not the one that revives others. I'm usually the one that's being revived.
Sam dies a lot in the game.
Yeah, I'm one of the reasons why Caitlyn loses a lot. It's because I always keep dying because I'm really reckless and love to run into situations. Sometimes it's not my fault. Most of the time it is. Yeah. Sometimes it's not my fault.
Well, I was the one who caused you to die earlier today.
And that was your fault.
That was my fault.
That was your fault. But it's okay. I forgive you.
It's okay. We resurrected you right away.
So. Yeah, that was fine. Stupid. Oh my gosh. The game is amazing.
My advice in the game is to build your camp strategically and explore everywhere before you build your camp. Know where all the rocks are, because the whole world has different biomes. So all the rocks will be in a rocky biome. All of the beefalo and the beefalo and rabbits will be in this grassy biome. So you want to... And know where the find the pig king, find the graveyard, find where the
swamp is.
The swamp is. Find where the gear guys. I call them gear guys, but they're not actually called that.
They're just these giant. They're not really giant. Well, some of them are the rhino.
Yeah.
Some of them are like horses. They're just mechanical beings that give you gears. They give which you gears. Need to make refrigerators.
Which you need to make a few things. My advice is to build your camp. Find where all those things are, and then you want to build your camp fairly close to beefalo, because beefalo will help you
kill... But not so close to them when they mate that they will attack you.
Exactly, because beefalo will help you kill the monsters and the hounds and things that come after you, but beefalo themselves can get really nasty during mating season, which is all of spring, and like half of winter. So
another... tip, this is something that we did a lot in the beginning. I would like to mess with the game, like I'll add a lot of a specific thing.
Yeah.
But lately, when I subtract all the monsters or a chunk of the monsters and add things, it's not as fun.
It's not.
But we do play with mods. But the mods that we play with don't increase the number of something. No. Or like make us start with a whole lot of stuff.
No.
If you're gonna play with mods that make sense. Like ours is we have a mini map one.
Yeah.
That's so helpful. So it just shows where another person is on the map, and one that will tell you how long winter is. We don't use mods that like immediately give you like 5 items that you need.
No.
Or anything like that. Because half the fun is in like legitimately building not being able to do it. That's half the
fun. One of my definitely get that mini map mod. It just shows a little mini map in your corner at all times. There's another mod I have that shows me how long the seasons are. That's very helpful. And will tell you, another one I have that tells you your temperature. So you know how, when you're getting too cold, which is also very helpful. What's another good mod? Oh, I had a hard time finding gears in the game. So I downloaded a mod that'll let you create your own gears. Which does not make the game that much easier, because you still have to collect a lot of
things.
There's
a lot of stuff you need to get.
There's a lot of stuff you still need to get in order to build those gears. What's another really good mod that we downloaded?
The storeroom. The storeroom was amazing.
The storeroom is just a big chest that'll hold a lot of stuff. But we built it once, and it takes a lot of supplies.
So many supplies.
So it's almost like not... I'm not even sure if it's worth it.
I just like it.
So much stuff.
It's great. Anyway, great game. We'll give you more updates on if we will or will not.
What day are we currently on? We just started one today.
I think we're on day 12.
We're getting close to winter, but we're doing pretty good.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming, Jon Snow.
I don't know why. I know that from the internet. I've never seen it. I'm more of a Vikings girl.
Vikings is good.
Vikings is great. Anywho, let us move on to our final thing. The only thing that... Actually, of the three segments we do, we've only dropped Fangirl News.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Okay.
Three favorite things. Or three...
Oh. Recommendations.
Upvotes of the week.
Upvotes of the week.
Upvotes.
Oh gosh.
I got some for sure.
Okay, you do yours first.
Okay, I'll just go for all three of them. I was scouring Barnes & Noble for a new graphic novel to read, and I got Saga. It's by Image Comics.
Did you find it?
What, the fourth one?
You were looking for it, yeah.
I saw the first three. Okay. It's really, really good. I didn't realize how many of Image's comics that I owned until I lined all of them up. I love their work. The stuff that they come out with is amazing, which is great because, you know, when you think graphic novels, people immediately go, oh, DC or Marvel. I'm like, nah, man, Image. It was also Black Horse, but I don't know. Image's stuff is great. I even got one called Witches, spelled W-Y-T-C-H-E-S. Super creepy. Super creepy. So, yeah, Image Comics, go check out Saga and check out Witches. I'm not going to tell you what they're about because that's going to... It's not fun. Go check
it out. Yeah, you don't want to spoil it.
No spoilers. Spoilers. Sweetie, come on. Anything, go forward, anything?
Oh, I recently bought the Hamilton book, Hamilton the Revolution, also known as Hamilton, and it's beautiful. That book is gorgeous. It's huge, though. It's so big. And it has all the lyrics to all the songs in it and the stories behind the songs. And it's beautiful and gorgeous, and I am really enjoying it, and it makes me feel like a total nerd. And I'm gonna put it right next to my other Hamilton book.
My thing that I got, I actually got this with you? Yeah, it's with you, I think. Because of Star Trek 50th anniversary, Build-A-Bear Workshop did the 50th anniversary bear, and I got it. I couldn't help myself, but I was extremely fortunate because... While I was there, it was the buy one of these ones, get one completely for free. And I was not intending on getting both of them. I honestly
She wasn't. She was like, I don't know if I should.
No, I honestly was like, you know, I'm just getting one, but I didn't know which one I wanted. But because both, I could literally have both of them for the price of one, I picked up the Spock one. But I did not stuff Spock. I'm going to give it to my roommate so she can stuff Spock and maybe get him a little Star Trek. Oh, wow. Because the problem with the Spock one is... Like, if you don't give him an outfit, he's just completely...
Like, naked?
He's completely naked, and he looks super weird. So, yeah, I got the anniversary bear, and I don't know, kind of obvious. I named him James T. Kirk.
Yeah.
James Tiberius. I mean, like, in hindsight, I probably shouldn't have named her Janeway, but nah, I'll go with the original.
There you go.
Captain Kirk. I love you, Kirk. He's sitting next to Bruce Wayne, my Batman bear. I used to work there, people. Not, I don't have a weird obsession with bears. I just, it was, and I didn't buy Batman. Someone just gave him to me, like, a week before he came out.
Yeah, and we talked to a very nice sales associate there. Mm-hmm.
She was chill.
She was chill.
Your second thing.
Oh, my second thing. I feel like I should have something. Recommendations. Oh! I have a Disneyland food recommendation.
Ooh. Oh, I think I know what it is.
Yeah. Probably. Well, this is more of like a snack one. Anyway, I believe very strongly that Cars Land has the best snacks in California Adventures / Disneyland. Don't try to fight me on this, because I'm right. And at the Cozy Cone Hotel in Cars Land, one of the cones... you can get something called a Red's Apple Freeze. And if you've never had this, you have not lived full and complete life yet.
I've not had it. What is it?
Oh, my Lanta. It is so good. So, it is, it's basically like a caramel apple slushy kind of thing. And they put a passion fruit whipped cream on top.
Ooh.
So, it is so good. It tastes like a caramel apple. It kind of tastes like the caramel apple spice from Starbucks, but like cold and blended.
That's delicious.
And with the passion fruit whipped cream on top. It is bomb. And next time any of y'all go to California Adventures, go to the Cozy Cone, go get a Red's Apple Freeze. It's incredible.
That sounds amazing.
They're so good. They're so good. They're so worth it. Do it. You can easily share it with a friend, too.
No, why would you do that?
Or you cannot.
Or just not.
Or just get one just for yourself.
It'll be a recommendation. My last one. This is the second last one?
This is the third one.
This is my third.
This is your third.
Wow, I understand how numbers and logic work in my life. I am going to recommend to people, and I think I've actually recommended this before, but I don't care, I'm going to say it again. My roommate, I was texting her about some random things, and she said to me, "Hey, Sam, I just lost my D&D virginity about 2 weeks ago." And I said, "And?" And she goes, "I am in love." And she, this is the one that played Skyrim. She had never played before, and then I guess her boyfriend was there. They weren't playing. He wasn't playing, but he watched, and he's like, "I have got to get into this." And my roommate from last year, her and her boyfriend asked me to run a game for them, and they fell in love, and now all four of them want me to run a game. Guys, it is more fun than you think. Go play Dungeons & Dragons. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say this forever. It's not just a thing for dorks, even though I am the dorkiest.
the dorkiest of all dorks.
Not of all dorks. That's not true. Between the three of us.
Well, probably. It depends.
On certain things, it depends. But
it really depends. I don't think any one person can claim there.
I'm gonna make the claim.
You're gonna claim.
I'm gonna make the claim on the dorkiest of the three of us. Anyway, yeah. So, like I said, let all of your ideas of what you think it is go, and just go play. Go play.
When are we gonna start our campaign?
We're
gonna do it online.
We're gonna do it online.
Cool.
We're gonna get that going.
That's great. Yeah, we'll update all of you guys on.
I think I'm a part of three games. Player one, running two.
Hey, wow. It's a little work.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, half of it is just making stuff up as you go.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of fun, which is like improv, knowing some of that helps. Mm-hmm. I'm not an improv master, but I mean, at least taking it before is probably the most helpful thing in the world.
Yeah.
We can do a whole episode on that later.
We will. I think we will once we start our campaign.
And then yeah, I can probably pull in some of my friends.
Yeah, I think that'd be really fun.
Mm-hmm. What is your final?
Okay, thing, so my darling? Y'all are gonna make fun of me, but so I like to always be binging something. Seems like you know what my binge has
been. I don't know. It might be. Tell me what it is.
So I've been binge watching Charmed on Netflix.
Nope, not what I'm thinking.
Nope.
I'm putting in a fourth one then. Go for it.
Okay. So, I've been binge-watching Charmed, which is a strange thing to binge-watch, but it just kept on coming up, and I've seen a few episodes of Charmed in my day, and I've really enjoyed it. So, I've been watching a lot of Charmed. I'm almost done with season two. It's been a little bit slow because I was gone at a conference for work for a week, and then I was in Disneyland for 4 days. So, I was in the park for two, and then full days of driving, so I've been gone for a while, so I haven't really been able to binge watch it as much. But it's so good. If you've never seen it, it's about three sisters who are witches. It's from, like, the late 90s. So
you know it's good.
So you know it's good. And it's kind of like if Sabrina the Teenage Witch and Buffy the Vampire Slayer got together and had a child, it would be the show.
Huh, interesting.
It's a little bit, I would say it's a little bit more adult than Buffy, but it feels very similar.
More adult than Buffy?
The characters are adults.
Okay, because I was saying, there were some episodes of Buffy where I'm like, whoa.
No, this has, I mean, this one gets kind of intense too, but it's like the characters are all adults. They start out as adults. So it's more of their like adult problems.
Okay.
And you know, the show starts out with their grandmother dying.
Oh jeez.
And they move back into this house and it takes place in San Francisco, which is fun. So, it's really good. I've been really enjoying it. It reminds me a lot of Buffy, but not quite as quirky.
Mm-hmm.
I would say as Buffy is.
Buffy was
but
quirky.
Still like it's still, like, three strong, powerful women, you know, killing evil people and saving the innocent.
That's cool.
So, I really enjoy it.
I will check it
Highly out. Recommend Charmed on Netflix.
Sorry, because you said binging, and the fact that I forgot about it makes me upset. Stranger Things.
I've heard it's really good. That's my next. That's when I'm done with Charmed.
I watched the whole thing in one day.
Oh, my gosh.
In one day. It was that good. If you have not seen Stranger Things, you have got to go and watch it. Because I've seen, you know, people on Twitter fawn over it, and I'm like,
I keep seeing all these BuzzFeed articles. People are obsessed.
It is amazeballs. Okay. Amazeballs. You
I gotta
would
finish Charmed.
Love
Can
it.
I finish
Only
Charmed?
Eight episodes. Only eight episodes. Okay. If the fact is eight makes me sad. But the fact is eight also makes it something super quick that you can get through.
Okay, maybe I'll
Sorry. That was my number four. I had to get that out there. Stranger Things is amazing.
Okay.
Do it.
I will do it.
Do it. Anyway. And no, if you guys go do it, you can tell us about it on social media.
We love hearing from you.
At Morons Podcast.
At Morons Podcast.
And Instagram. At Morons Podcast. That took me some time.
Once we figure out the password.
Once we figure out the password. And on Facebook. At Morons Who Try to Talk Good.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can send us messages there as well.
And maybe Twitch. If I really actually step it in gear and
we,
figure out how that
we
works.
We really want to do a Twitch stream.
I really
want to.
Because I
of
have...
Don't Starve Together.
Don't Starve Together. There's a lot of games that I have that I would like to stream with some people.
And it would be really fun, I think, because you're definitely a gamer.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Odile aren't really.
So it's mainly going to be me hardcore backseat driving.
Yes.
Backseat gaming with these two.
Which I think could be really funny.
It's going to be funny after the fact. During it, you're going to hate me.
Yeah.
You're going to hate me so much.
So we really want to do a Twitch stream. Hopefully, I don't know if we can give a deadline on that, but. Hopefully.
And you can find it on social media.
We'll tell you guys before
it happens.
You know,
and maybe the games you can play would be like The Last of Us. God, I had to slip it in
there. Oh my gosh, there's The Last of Us reference in every podcast episode.
Except for yours.
Which one?
The one that you and Odile.
The Hamilton one?
Unless.
I highly doubt we referenced The Last of Us. We could have. Did you listen to that episode?
Yeah.
I didn't listen to your guys' last week. They skimmed.
We're the worst. Okay. We're the worst. And on that note, I'm Sam.
And I'm Caitlin. And you will listen to us next week.
You will listen
you
to us.
You will listen to us. Listen to the end of last week's episode.
Have a great week.
Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye. Follow us on Twitter.
And on Instagram when we get that together. Okay, we gotta stop this.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.